coming up.
I have a slight allergy to air quotes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, though?
I'm doing everything. This ends. It's all happening here.
You are cruel.
We quite like each other. It's all good.
How do you say that?
Why did they choose me?
They should have chosen me. Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Good luck, studio.
Good luck, studio.
Da 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 da.
Would you have vocal fried your way through it? Yes.
I didn't want to go harder.
That's stressful. Sure.
Great. That's great.
It is the most naked thing you'll ever do.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here's my co-host, Samantha Boffin.
Hello, and this is my co-host, Mark Rice.
Well, hello.
This is the podcast that celebrates voice acting and reminds us all that there isn't just one way to read a script. There are, frankly, lots of different ways.
And we get to play true or false. So, Mark.
Yes.
I prefer to watch films in the comfort of my home than schlep out to the cinema. Is that true or false?
Well, if you're like me, and I think you are a little bit, absolutely true, because I much prefer... I like having a wee break halfway through, you know?
No.
Do you like
no.
the cinema? Oh.
I go and see all kinds of films at the cinema. I try to go once a week.
Nice.
I don't always make it once a week.
Gosh.
But yeah.
Well, here's my true or false. When I was a kid, I ran up the steps at the Monument in London, which is quite a tall building, to be fair, and I was so dizzy and out of breath when I got to the top that I threw up. True or false?
Oh, you were little. I reckon that is true.
It true. Would have been. It's actually false, but my dad didn't let me run up the steps. He made me take it very slowly. All right, let's welcome our special guest, voice actor, podcaster, and voiceover business coach, Paul Schmidt. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Sam. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Paul.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on. We've been trying to get Paul for ages.
Absolutely.
On the podcast. Very glad to have you. Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Paul, shall we?
Yes. So Paul is a voice actor and a voiceover business coach. He is a bit of a legend in the voiceover community as the creator of the VO Freedom Master Plan, which is a step-by-step strategy to help voice actors get laser-focused in their marketing. And he's also got his own hugely successful podcast, VO Pro.
Indeed. Well, working alongside that, Paul runs the VO Pro community, a private global community created for professional voice actors and narrators who want to take their careers to the next level. He's been a voice actor himself for over 25 years, and he lives in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Well, welcome along, Paul. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you guys, thank you for the kind intro, but you're playing fast and loose with the word legend.
I think not.
Maybe in my own mind, right? Something that most people don't know about me, I once owned and operated a comedy club for stand-up comics.
Nice. Yeah. And did you tread the boards yourself? Did you do a bit of stand-up yourself?
A little bit, yeah. I emceed most of the shows at the beginning and then turned that over as well. But it was a lot of fun. It was a very lucrative part-time job.
That's so cool. I've always thought it's really scary doing stand-up comedy because you are absolutely on your own.
It is the most naked thing you'll ever do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, mixing the nakedness and the laughs, let's have a look at the first script of our show and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So this is a little explainer script that I brought along.
Who's the end client for this? Is it the audience that wants to buy a kitchen, or is it plumbers and people like that?
It's the audience. I love the way we talk in audiences. It's the client that wants to buy the kitchen. So it's a planner. They have a planner on their site to allow you to plan out your kitchen.
Sure. And this is basically explaining the different things that they can go for.
Exactly.
Okie dokie. Was that in a little film on the website before they choose, that kind of thing?
Indeed. And yes, it's got lots of little modules in it to talk you through how to use a planner. Because I've tried to use planners before on people's sites.
Yes.
And they're really complicated. They can be, unless you've got hours to spend trying to work it out. So this is a kind of step through of different ways that you can use it, different ways you can plan your kitchen.
Any questions for Sam, Paul, before I have a go?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward, so I'm excited to do this with you.
Okay, well, let's see how straightforward I can make it, shall we? Right, okay. Try experimenting with classic layouts like the L-shape, U-shape, galley or island configurations in our planner. Each layout has its strengths. The L-shape is great for open-plan living, while a U-shape offers a great way to create an ergonomic work triangle with the sink, fridge and oven. Galley kitchens are ideal for compact or narrow areas, neat, streamlined, and budget-friendly. Or, if you have the space, an island layout is perfect for families who love to cook and chat together. Now, let's talk functionality and comfort.
Smooth. Like a good American bourbon.
So true. It's what I often say about Mark. Like a bourbon.
I tried to be a little more conversational than maybe I ordinarily would be in a corporate.
Do you know the interesting thing that you did at the beginning is that you introduced our planner as if we'd never heard of it before.
Yes, as if it was the beginning of the film.
This is not the beginning of the film.
Should have asked the question. Fair enough.
But having said that, it was very smooth, as you say, Paul, very smooth. And you're so friendly.
Well, if you're buying a kitchen off me, I'm going to try and make it as friendly as possible, aren't I?
Yeah, you're so
drop several thousand on it.
You're perfect for something like this. Why did they choose me?
They should have chosen me, exactly.
The only thing I might have done is just maybe a beat between the different layouts, because I'm imagining that there might be some sort of visual that's going to be popped in between each one of those.
Yeah, good idea.
Absolutely, it is. And it sort of shows, different kind of shapes. In fact, throughout, it had those little beats where you, you waited for something to happen on screen. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
An excellent point. And obviously, we are a first take show, Paul. So on a second take, that's exactly what I would have done.
Very nice.
But of course, you get the benefit of having my mistake there to work off. So you get to go second. And I'm interested to hear how you will do it, whether you will be smooth like bourbon as well.
No pressure, Paul. None.
No pressure, Paul. None at all.
All right, here we go. Try experimenting with classic layouts like L-shape, U-shape, galley, or island configurations in our planner. Each layout has its strengths. The L-shape is great for open-plan living, while a U-shape offers a great way to create an ergonomic work triangle with a sink, fridge, and oven. Galley kitchens are ideal for compact or narrow areas, neat, streamlined, and budget-friendly. Or if you have the space, an island layout is perfect for families who love to cook and chat together. Now let's talk functionality and comfort.
If I was a family and I was looking for a new kitchen, that's exactly the kind of read I would look for.
Because yeah, absolutely.
It was very, very friendly. And you kind of, it felt to me like you knew what you were talking about. And I don't think I brought that to it.
I don't think so. I think you're selling yourself a little short there.
There was a real lightness, actually, and a real kind of sense of ushering you in, as you moved from idea to idea. I love that bit you did there. Or if you have the space,
totally.
it had a real bounce to it, which I loved, actually.
It's to me, it's very B2C, right? Business to consumer.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And it's, I picture this, maybe the mom's trying to sell this to the husband because, or maybe it's the other way around, right? The husband's trying to sell it to the wife. But this is not, at least in my mind, it's not somebody's sole, in the room alone listening to this on their computer. I feel like this is a family gathering.
Yeah.
Possibly so. I like the idea of the man selling it to the woman because he thinks he's getting a galley kitchen. And frankly, she wants the whole thing with the island in the middle, doesn't she?
Yep. Yeah, work triangle. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, totally.
She wants it knocked through, big bucks spent
100%.
On this. 100%.
Paul, did you inverted commas in the air for work triangle? Because it felt like you might have done.
I did not do that physically, no.
Then in which case it absolutely came out in your voice.
I have a slight allergy to air quotes a little bit.
Fair.
I think they can be overused a little bit.
Right.
And I think the more conversational you can make it, because everybody, why would you put work triangle in quotes?
Well,
because
quite.
It's a pretty common phrase, right?
Yep.
In this instance, yes, I think you're right. And it happens to be on the page, but it doesn't, you don't necessarily need to marquee it, do you, with the... But yeah, I think a male voice works better for this, actually.
I'm not sure, because if we are taking it that the man is trying to convince the woman, they would get you to try and convince him first.
Well,
ooh, reverse psychology.
Lots of stereotypical ideas here. But yes, you're right. Yes. Well, we're just throwing it all at it.
Well, let's see what you did then, shall we, Sam? Let's see what you did.
Okay. Try experimenting with classic layouts like L-shape, U-shape, galley, or island configurations in our planner. Each layout has its strengths. The L shape is great for open plan living, while a U shape offers a great way to create an ergonomic work triangle with the sink, fridge, and oven. Galley kitchens are ideal for compact or narrow areas, neat, streamlined, and budget-friendly, or if you have the space, an island layout is perfect for families who love to cook and chat together. Now, let's talk functionality and comfort.
I think she saw your smooth and raise you like almost like a velvet fog.
Wow, nice.
This is where my my American ear comes in. I could listen to Brits read the telephone book for hours. I'm enthralled with the accent and the elegance of it, and it's just like if this was for release in America, I think it would vastly improve the read if they hired a Brit.
I think they probably all ought to.
Well, no, but you see, I think it's interesting because I listen to Americans speak and I think, God, I love the bounce and the energy.
It's quite the opposite way around for us, yes.
So I guess it's, you know, we all hear something different, you know, depending. That's what I love. I love the kind of, the attack and the excitement. I suppose we're all bored with our own voices, basically. We've heard them
sure.
so many times.
I think until you got down to Perfect for Families, which was basically the penultimate line, I thought you were a bit formal.
You might be right.
And I wondered if that was actually what the direction had asked you for.
Well, they didn't.
Slightly straighter.
No, they didn't say the word formal. But, you know, I do take your point. There wasn't a lot of personality in it, was there? I don't know whether on the day you kind of warm into things, and this is partway through. So I do wonder if it's that kind of, I'm coming into this cold. So maybe if I did it in a different way, you know what I mean? If I had all the other stuff that led into it, maybe I would be a bit warmer and more excited by them. But you're right. Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
Well, and I think you make a good point too, Sam, which is, you know, when you're 9 minutes into a module or, you know, if it's a long explainer, you can sort of, if you're not vigilant, you can fall into sort of a rhythm and not mail it in, but at the same time, maybe you're not as, maybe your attention to detail degrades because of just fatigue. I've been reading for minutes and minutes and minutes on end. So,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
The longer it goes on, the less invested you become in a way. Yeah.
And that's a trap we all fall into, but we've just got to be vigilant about that.
Yeah, it's great, actually, but that's why I like directed sessions, because, you know.
Absolutely, 100%.
I love them because you perform in a directed session
in a way that you perhaps you don't in a non-directed. Yep. You're sort of really aware of, you know, those little happy faces, hopefully happy faces, looking at you and listening. But
Absolutely.
Play How Do You Say That?
It is worthwhile remembering we're working on real scripts, but we've changed some names and details to avoid copyright issues. Remember, you can find both the scripts that we're using today in the show notes of this episode.
You absolutely can. Now, Paul, tell us a bit about the script you've brought along.
So this was one I did recently for a network here in the States, a TV network. Just a basic promo showing what's on their different channels. This was a live directed session. And I think we knocked it out in three takes, I want to say.
Nice.
You know, they just had a couple tweaks here and there.
Do you find that the style in US promos has changed over the last few years?
It has. It's more conversational. It's more real person than it was, say, 7-10 years ago.
Sure.
Mm. You know, the big voiced sort of, we always call it the monster truck read here in the States, right?
It's
fallen somewhat out of favor. I won't say it's completely gone for sure, but I'm also seeing a lot more women in promo. And I think that's a huge, huge advancement because, let's face it, some of the networks are geared towards women. Why would you not use women in those promos? You know, if you want to stand apart, use somebody that's not always being used. So I think it's a good thing. I still think we have a long way to go, especially in promo for women. I think it should be more balanced than it is, but we're on the road to sort of course correcting that, I think.
Well, Sam, are you going to go first on this one?
Yes, just one quick question. There's one little bit in here because it's in
bold, because it's in block capitals, that makes me think that it is it all quite upbeat and energetic, or
for
can
this
we
one
play
it was
around with it?
it was quite a bit upbeat okay. and energetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the in fact probably more so than certainly my audition was. I mean, the audition spec was
right.
upbeat and energetic, but.
Okay.
They had me take it up a notch even from what they got from me on the audition. So it was
okay.
it was pretty, I won't say it was over the top, but it was about as high energy as you could get without being over the top.
So going bigger than the conversational that you were just kind of suggesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is definitely an exception to that trend.
Mm. Oh, that's really, okay. So that's quite interesting because okay. Well, I will, it's not my métier, but I will do my best. Will I do my best or shall I do my version of it? Well, let's see what happens. Good luck, studio.
October is full of brand new shows and episodes all month long, including premieres on A&E, Bravo and Sci-Fi, plus new episodes on Discovery, NBC and TNT, with two new channels, Pirate's Cove on Channel 198 and Bamboo Forest on Channel 199. Watch now for your chance to win big prizes, plus these channels in free preview. All this and more live and on demand on Network.
Nice.
Knowing Sam, I thought you were struggling with that because you wanted to go a bit harder and then you were pulling yourself back.
I didn't want to go harder. That's the reality.
Oh, fair. So you were actually holding it back.
Yeah, because my worry about mm-hmm. doing that is that it comes out like October is full of brand new shows and episodes all month long. And that makes me want to absolutely throw up.
I know it does. I know. Sam is not a big fan of... You don't mind hearing it, Sam. That's not what you're saying, is it? You just
no.
don't like doing it.
I find it, for me, it's just not my... my thing, and I feel as though I'm taking the piss when I do that. So I don't.
Well, I will say this. In the session, I did not, much as Mark at the top of the monument, have the luxury of being able to throw up.
I bet. Absolutely. If I were to direct you on that, Sam, I would try and get you to go bigger.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this thing, both of you, because if you're used to doing this, how the hell do you get that big without sounding as though you're doing that da 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 da? How do you do it without that rhythm?
I had the same impulse you have, Sam. And that was, you know, it's just, but that's the way they wanted it. They wanted it high energy and what sounds, it might even sound over the top to us.
Yeah.
But to them, no. I mean, they're looking for high energy because remember, this has got to match the visuals too, right?
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of quick cuts and logos flashing, and it might look like the Vegas Strip to some people, but you've got to kind of match that energy, right?
Both Paul and I have a radio background, and we've both worked very hard to try and lose the radio feel, the radio read. But the promo does sometimes ask you to just get back to that a little bit, doesn't it?
It can do. I mean, as you know, I have directed thousands of promos in my time for all sorts of networks.
Yep.
But the interesting thing, of course, I wouldn't book me for a thing like this. It's absolutely true. But even so, when people do them, they seem to be able to effortlessly create a big sound that doesn't seem false. Because I absolutely take your point, Paul. You're working against music, visuals, high energy, high octane cut, with little bits of up sound, you know, of contestants going, wow, or whatever it has to be, you know, in there. And you kind of get in the groove because you've, and actually, that was what I was going to ask you. Did you have the luxury of watching the promo before? No. Because that works differently in the States.
It
you
does.
Don't
well, they
tend
sent
to see
me.
It, do
they,
you?
They sent me a scratch, but it was like I wasn't doing it to picture. So, in other words, I could see it in advance of the session, but not during the session.
In the UK, I don't think I've ever done something where I haven't been both watching and listening to it at the same time.
Right.
And then you can kind of get in the, well, I say you can get in the groove. I still maintain I wouldn't be booked to do something like this, I don't think. But I'm so envious of that ability to do it and make it sound really good, really full.
Am I going to bugger it up now after you said all of that?
I don't know. I'm intrigued. No, you do it well. You're a good kind of voice for this, I guess.
Let's see, shall we? Let's not bug it up too much before I do it. Let's have a look and see what I can pull out of it. October is full of brand new shows and episodes all month long, including premieres on A&E, Bravo and Sci-Fi, plus new episodes on Discovery, NBC and TNT, with two new channels, Pirate's Cove on Channel 198 and Bamboo Forest on Channel 199. Watch now for your chance to win big prizes, plus these channels in free preview. All this and more live and on demand on Network.
Nice.
That was big.
Yeah, it was big.
It was quite big, yeah.
Yes, it was very... I would say, if I were directing you, Mark, I would say the same energy, but I would direct the next take to kind of maybe 70% the volume.
Agreed. Yes, right? I realized I was going too hard, too full on there. I think in direct competition to the discussion we just had about it, basically.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, it's a tough sort of dynamic to pull off because you do have to bring the energy... Right? But you can't overpower the visuals
exactly.
either.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Yeah. And that's such a good point because actually the minute you want to put in all of that oomph, for want of a better word,
yes,
your volume tends to increase, doesn't it? So yeah. It really is that kind of, and that's where experience really comes into it because being able to know what your voice can do, to understand how much you can push it, how much you can pull it back, to be able to control it, that I think that's where experience really, really comes into it, actually.
Well, you guys are tough, man. It's one take only. This is hardcore.
That's the point of the show. It is quite hardcore, isn't it? Absolutely. Hardcore. You're not the first guest that said that, Paul, to be fair. I'm interested to hear how you do it. I think Sam and I will think, well, that's very smooth because the beautiful American voice that you bring to it really does lend itself. It's also written in a slight
way.
We wouldn't write it this way in Britain, to be fair.
Yeah, I think that's true. So, well, let's give it a go, shall we? October is full of brand new shows and episodes all month long, including premieres on A&E, Bravo, and Sci-Fi. Plus new episodes on Discovery, NBC, and TNT. With two new channels, Pirate's Cove on Channel 198 and Bamboo Forest on Channel 199. Watch now for your chance to win big prizes. Plus these channels in free preview. All this and more, live and on demand on Network.
I love that. I did notice on all month, if I had to pick one phrase that stood out almost more than every other, you concentrated on all month long, right at the
top.
Really?
Wow, yeah, they wanted to hit that. Yeah, and you didn't have the benefit of that direction, you guys. So that was something that I just remembered from the session. But yeah, they wanted to pound that one pretty hard.
Yeah.
You also picked out the six different names of the channels, A&E, Bravo, Sci-Fi, Discovery, NBC, and TNT, and made them all very different. And I think both Sam and I kind of ran them into each other.
Yeah.
Well, again, the visuals, you got to remember, they're showing the logo cards with each one of these networks. Mm-hmm. So you've got to give them a little bit of love and a little bit of room to breathe so that the editors don't call back and say, hey, we need to come back and, you know.
Yes, but giving them that choice, because I noticed that was really well controlled in terms of there was no running those different sentences into each other. And that allows then the editor at the other end to have the choice. They can either push them together if they wish to do so, or they are very, very singly apart. So you that was a really lovely read for the editor the other side, if you see what I mean.
Well, yeah, thanks. Really, yeah, I think good. That's one sort of concept that's true, not only Sam for promo, but also for commercial. You got to, you know, in as much as you, the information that you have, which may or may not be in the script, or you may or may not have a storyboard, you've got to give at least your best sort of deconstruction of that script to go, okay, they're probably going to show the product at this point. Maybe let's give them a beat, right?
Yeah.
And knowing that you can do all that within the, because there will be a time pressure on this. It'll be a 30-seconder or whatever it happens to be. So being able to do all that and bring it in to time, so i.e. slightly less, so whatever it is, 29:15 or something, or whatever it is, you know, to be able to do that and be confident that you're giving them what they need within that time frame. Fantastic. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, and that's where a good writer is your friend too, because they won't overstuff the copy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Fingers crossed for that. Right, let's head for the wild card bit of the show now. It's time to approach these scripts in a very different way.
So, Paul, can you pick one of the scripts and give one of us a new motivation or a character?
Okay. Well, Sam, we're going to go. I'm going to try and give the illusion of chivalry here and let you do this.
Thank you.
And I want you to read the second script, the promo script for the network. Yep. Remember, it's October, so I want you to give it a Halloween feel.
Ooh, yeah, we had our big Halloween special last week. Cool. But yes, we're in the season still, aren't we? Absolutely.
So now I could either therefore do witchy and... or I could do something a little more pulled back than that. Or I might do pulled back. Okay.
October. It's full of brand new shows and episodes all month long, including premieres on A&E Bravo and Sci-Fi, plus new episodes on Discovery, NBC and TNT with two new channels, Pirate's Cove on Channel 198 and Bamboo Forest on Channel 199. Watch now for your chance to win big prizes, plus these channels in free preview, all this and more live and on demand on Network.
That was pretty creepy.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
On Network.
I'm scared. I'm scared to watch now. Oh, my word.
Actually, retrospectively, when I got to On Network, I like that. But I don't know if my voice would have... I don't know if you could have done that kind of...
October is full of brand new shows.
I don't know if I could have done that all the way through and actually saved my voice.
Would you have vocal fried your way through it? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You could do that.
Stressful, sure.
Stressful, yeah. So I didn't. So I'm glad I didn't.
Yes, I'm not sure your vocal folds would have forgiven you for that for the evening. Right, Paul, I've got one for you, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get you to do script one. So the first script.
Okay.
But I'm going to put you in your comfort zone. I would like it in promo style with the script one script,
okay.
If that's okay. Because that was definitely not written in that way.
No, it wasn't. All right, this may come out a little cliched, but we'll give it a go.
Try experimenting with classic layouts like L-shape, U-shape, galley, or island configurations in our planner. Each layout has its strengths. The L-shape is great for open plan living, while a U-shape offers a great way to create an ergonomic work triangle with a sink, fridge, and oven. Galley kitchens are ideal for compact or narrow areas, neat, streamlined, and budget-friendly. Or, if you have the space, an island layout is perfect for families who love to cook and chat together. Now let's talk functionality and comfort.
It's exactly what I wanted. It's exactly
lovely.
What I expected. Brilliant, brilliant.
So
good.
Cool.
Like my head was splitting in half the whole time. I was like, wait a minute. This copy does not match the read, but
the
okay.
The copy doesn't match the read. That's the nice thing about the wildcard section, because the copy very rarely matches the read. I love it. Well
done.
And
of course, it's a beautiful demonstration of how that rhythm, how you can encapsulate that rhythm regardless of what's actually in front of you on the page. Yeah. It's a really cool thing.
And therefore, Sam, it's a, you know, when we're trying to be present in the moment, how easy it is to, you know, like for folks that have done radio, it's easy to default to what you know.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And to fall into that trap.
It can be a blessing or a curse, depending on what you've been asked to do,
exactly.
Of course.
True.
But yeah, absolutely.
And I think, Paul, for people with backgrounds like us, we are constantly battling against that and almost sometimes second guessing ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been coaching with my current coach, Tina Marasco, for 3.5 years. And it's really only been in the last maybe 9 months or so that I've really felt like I can drop in now and just be present in the moment.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, she told me, she said, you know, you were on the air for 15 years. You're not going to untrain that in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Absolutely. Right, Sam, what are you going to come up with for me?
Right, so I want you to do the second script.
Right.
And I want you to imagine that each new sentence is a new speed dating person in front of you.
You are cruel, Sam.
That is cruel.
You are cruel.
And you can work out whether you like them, not so keen, or
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get where you're
coming. I want to hear that speed dating voice.
All right. Then.
Speed.
Oh, October is full of brand new shows and episodes all month long, including premieres on A&E,
Bravo and Sci-Fi.
Plus new episodes on Discovery, NBC and TNT.
With two new channels. Pirates Cove on Channel 198. Oh, Bamboo Forest on Channel 199. Watch now. Watch now for your chance to win big prizes.
Plus these channels in Freeview. All this and more, live and on demand. On Network.
Oh, I could tell when you liked them.
Yeah.
is that what you're like on a speed
perfect
dating?
Perfect feedback.
I think I'm probably more standoffish on everyone on speed dating from the, about 20 years ago, the last time I did that.
That was well done, Mark. It
was
really
more
was.
Difficult than I was. I think I got the first two lines out, and then I kind of went, well, who am I not interested in now?
Did you visualize them in
yes,
front
I
of
did.
You?
Yes, I did. I visualized people in front of me. Yeah. I think you've got to with something like that. Otherwise, you can't judge it in any way. I knew who I liked the look of. I knew who I didn't like the look of, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Well done. Well done. That was, you're getting into voiceover heaven for free now, Mark.
Nice.
For having done that.
I like that. Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth and maybe get into voiceover heaven as well, as we've said before, we've put the scripts in the show notes and you can have a try yourself.
Yes, you can. So, Paul, you are a VO marketing specialist. So we're coming towards the end of quite a tough year, I think, for a lot of voice actors for all sorts of different reasons. So if you could suggest one killer thing for voice actors to do in the coming year, what would that be?
Stop waiting. And what I mean by that is, what I mean by that is, as voice actors, and especially folks that may come in through the theater or on-camera side, maybe even the broadcasting side, right? Yeah. We primarily identify as artists, not as business people. Mm-hmm. And I think we're often reticent and ill-equipped to go get business ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. But the world changed about 15 years ago when, YouTube, digital video, there's more, for example, corporate work out there than there ever has been in the history of the planet.
Yeah. Mm.
And no one is going to be a better representative of you than you. Stop waiting for auditions to come in. Stop waiting for your inbox to fill up. You've got to go get the business. And in order to do that, you've got to have a system in place to be able to run that practice, right? Like if you were a business development rep for your own studio, and that's what I'm encouraging you to be, what do business development reps do? They reach out to people. They start conversations. Yeah. They send people to the company website so that they can get an idea of what that company's services and capabilities are. So if I could, teach one thing to every voice actor, it would be stop waiting around for the inbox to fill up. Because unless you're activating your outbox, that inbox is going to sit there empty.
Are you also a fan of in-person networking?
I am, but it has limited reach, Mark. And what I mean by that is you're going to be limited by your own geography because for in-person networking to happen, you have to be there physically.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge fan of it because it's a much more effective way to start and build relationships, but it doesn't scale as well.
Killer advice, Paul. Excellent. Thank you very much. We know what to do for 2026 now. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. A reminder that all of Paul Schmidt's details can be found in the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have to tell you, as long as it took us to get this thing together and get the scheduling right, this has been an absolute blast. It really, I love the format. I love everything about it. You guys are hysterical. You work well together. Yes, smart questions. And this format that you have is just inspired. So lots of fun.
Thank you.
That means a lot coming from someone like you. Thank you very much.
And so do go to the show notes. That is a place to go to if you want to join Paul's amazing communities because all the information is there. And of course, the scripts are there too.
Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks again to Paul Schmidt. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll be asking,
how do you say that?
How do you say that?